Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. The customarily cheery International Energy Agency, created to advise the member nations of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, has taken a more somber tone in its latest annual World Energy Outlook released today. The agency dismisses the wildly hyped shale oil and gas boom in the United States as a band-aid on a malignant tumor, a temporary mask distracting the world from the pervasive illness afflicting its oil supply. Just to keep up with expected growth in demand from developing countries, China, India, Brazil, to name the biggest ones, and to replace exhausted wells and fields, the IEA says will soon require the investment of nearly $1 trillion a year. With the world price of oil unusually low, and the cost of finding and delivering new sources of oil higher than it's ever been, there is simply no way to find that kind of money. In the good old days, a month ago, when oil was holding at $100 a barrel, the major oil companies were already cutting back drastically on their capital expenditures, or CAPEX, which is their name for funding the search for new sources of oil. They were, in effect, giving up, because they had tripled their CAPEX spending over the previous decade without significant results. An oil company that is not constantly finding new sources of oil is a company in liquidation. And that's where they were before oil dropped below $80. In the U.S. oil patch, they're still throwing confetti in the air and blowing tin horns about America's fracking renaissance, insisting they can drive on through this little price deviation toward American energy independence. But in the background, you can hear the thuds of oil derricks hitting the ground, being laid down by companies that cannot afford to keep them going. If you look for them, you'll see the headlines. Shale drillers idle rigs from Texas to Utah amid oil rout. That was Bloomberg News on November 7th, and oil below 80, the first shoes drop. That was Forbes on November 4th. Extravagant predictions that other parts of the world will soon enjoy a boom in fracked oil, says the IEA report, are no more realistic than extravagant predictions of America's boom. With few identified shale oil deposits, with environmental opposition at a fever pitch almost everywhere, and with most countries lacking infrastructure, pipelines, rail capacity, and the like, the fracking movement is failing to thrive anywhere else. When one discounts the significance of the fracking boom and looks out over the rest of the world's oil supply, the prognosis gets grimmer faster. Virtually every conventional oil field in the world is in decline, and many of them in the Middle East, North Africa, and South America are in danger of disruption by social unrest. This is how the IEA sums it up in its new report today. Quote, "The global energy system is in danger of falling short of the hopes and expectations placed upon it. The short-term picture of a well-supplied oil market should not disguise the challenges that lie ahead as reliance grows on a relatively small number of producers." In other words, brace for impact.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.